Okay, we're continuing here in Shir Hashirim. We're in Perek Beis, and we're in the middle of Pasuk Tes Vav, which is page Resh Mem Zayin in the Gain. So just to say the Pasuk, we saw the first Pirush last time. The Pasuk says, Echazu lanu shualim, grab for us the foxes, shualim ketanim, the small foxes, mechablim kramim, the ones who destroyed the vineyards, uchramenu smadar, and our vineyards were still not yet ripe fruits. So in the second Pirush here, the Gaon says something that we mentioned other times, whether, I think it was in Shir Hashirim, we mentioned it in the Haggadah Shirim as well, and it's kedai just to see it inside and to go through what he means. He says, ki inyan, and I think he says the same Yisoid also in his Pirush on Chad Gadya. His Pirush on Chad Gadya, for a different time, is fascinating Pirush, where basically the whole Chad Gadya is going through the whole history of Klal Yisrael from beginning to end, all the way to Mashiach. Very, very fascinating Pirush. So he says, ki inyan kol hagolus hu sheklal hagolus nigzar leizah siba. When it comes to Golus, the Klal of Golus was decreed for whatever reason. That is the concept that there's going to be a Golus. Ach prate hagolus kefi maise hador. But the exact details of how the Golus is going to actually happen, that depends on the generation where the Golus is going to happen. V'chein Golus Mitzrayim nigzer l'Avram. The same thing was, the Golus Mitzrayim was already a gzeira to Avram Avrinu from the Bris Bein Absarim. Rakevan shenitna rishus l'mashchis, havidu kol echad mimitzrayim am Yisrael kirtzoynai. But once they were given permission, the mashchis had permission, so then, here the Gra says, every person in Mitzrayim, they enslaved Klal Yisrael kirtzoynai. Everyone was a balabas, every Egyptian was a balabas, to enslave any Jew the way he wants. Vikara sorei misim b'shem shualim, ha-mechablam es ha-kromim, k'may shakosav kerem hoyal yadidi. So in this pshat he says, the shualim, the foxes, that this is referring to the sorei misim who were on charge of Klal Yisrael, mitzad the melucha, to have them, you have the right one? You have the right one, the red sefer? Got it? Good. Okay, so to beside the melucha to make a pisoim, and Ram says there was sorry misim la'anoisam, that's the shualim. And then there's the shualim kitanim, that's hamoin mitzrayim, that's the rest of everybody else, who had rishus, says the Gra, to do whatever they want to Klal Yisrael. Now, in the first pshat, the way he said it was, the shualim were the malachim and the sarim, very similar to this pshat. And the shualim ketanim, he says, was the shar ha'am. But the way he said in the first pshat was that when Melech Mitzrayim died, there was this vacuum and no one was in charge. So anyone, it was just a free-for-all. Everyone was pulling Jews off the street. Over here, he doesn't say that. Here he says, doesn't say anything about Melech Mitzrayim dying. He just says that once there was rishus, anyone had rishus to do what they want. Now there is a Medrash Tanchuma that Rav Revda brings on page Reish Nun Gimel. He brings it, and over there the Medrash says that during the daytime Klal Yisrael worked batit ulevenim and building pisum and ramzes, and in the evening when they would come home, then any mitzri would come and say, "Hey, listen, I need some vegetables picked from my garden, or I need my wood chopped for me, or I need my water filled up." And that's the Bechol Avoida Basada. They worked Bechaymer uvelevenim, that was in the daytime. Uvechol Avoida Basada, when did they work in the fields? That's at night that any Mitzri came along and had them do what they want. So this Tanchuma doesn't sound like that was when Melech Mitzrayim died. Sounds like it was a daily thing. And that's what the Gaon is saying over here, the Shualim were the Sari Misim, Shualim Kitanim were everyone else at night or whenever they found a free moment, they were able to be Meshabed, whomever they wanted. Now, but the first half of the Gra, that he says this idea, that the Galus, the Klal HaGalus, that has whatever gzeirah for whatever siba. The prate hagalos, that goes according to the generation. And here Rav Revda does a merdik, a thing I heard from many times, and we mentioned it numerous times as well, and that is where he shows clearly how this works. And he says, we know Avram Avinu, by the Bris Ben Absarim, received the Gezerah, Arba Me'ais Shana, there's going to be Ger Yiyazaracha Beretz Loilohem, there's going to be Gerus, then there's going to be Beretz Loilohem as a Lashon of Galus, Vavadum, V'ino Aysam Arba Me'ais Shana. So the 400 years, we know the Cheshvan began from when Yitzchak was born. Right. So now, when Yitzchak was born, from when Yitzchak was born, there is no Avdus, there's no Inui, all there was Galus. And what type of Galus we mentioned? He didn't even have to leave Eretz Canaan. He wandered around Eretz Canaan, and that was like a Kiyum of Galus for Yitzchak Avinu, because Yitzchak Lamaisa, the great tzaddik and of that he was in the Kedusha, there was no way any guy was ever going to ever be Meshabit him, Ma'an him, Chas v'shalom. He was like, it was like more of like a, we would call it like a yeshivish yaitzizayin galus. Because he had to like, he moved around in Eretz Canaan. He moved from here to there. He was yaitzid a galus. Now, 10 years after Yitzchak Avinu was nifter, Yitzchak lived for 180 years. So 10 years after he was nifter, at 190 years into our cheshbon of 400 years, we know that Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu, right, that left the 210. So Yaakov Avinu was 130 years old at that time. Now, Chazal tell us, So he went down 10 years. That means for 190 years, we were yoytze the galus, just wandering around a little bit. Chazal tell us, really, Yaakov Avinu should have gone down to Mitzrayim b'shal shaloi shal barzel, like when they went out to galus bavel from Yerushalayim, they were in chains. And Elish is chusay garmalai. Chazal tell us, Balamaisa, he had his chus, he was Yaakov Avinu. And that is the lashon, the grav we said in the Haggadah Shal Pesach, Anus al pi hadibur. He was anus, he was forced to go down. Why? Al pi hadibur. The dibur was that there is a gzeira that Klal Yisrael has to go to Golos. So Yaakov Avinu is the first one who actually went out of Eretz Canaan as the Golos and down to Mitzrayim. It was al pi hadibur. Now, as we see from the grav, that the galus, 400 years, that galus is a gzeira. The details of how it happens is tully in each generation and tully in what's going on. So Yitzchak and Yaakov, they weren't ro'i that they should have to go into an avdus or an inui. So they were yaitzeh b'eretz lo'ilohem. Once there was the chet of Mechiras Yosef, that's a chet. So now there's a chet, the Shvatim sold Yosef, so now the galus goes down to the next level. That means to say it's no longer enough to be wandering Ger Yezaracha in Eretz Canaan. Even Yaakov Avinu has to now go down to Mitzrayim with the Shvatim. Why? Because it was a chet that changed everything. However, now, so they have to be in Mitzrayim for 210 years for the galus of 400 years. Now, there's interesting Zayar. The Zayar says that how many years was Yosef in Mitzrayim that he didn't see his father? 22 years. 22 years. Now, there were 10 Shvatim that sold him. So 22 times 10 is 220. So, says the Zayar, that really there should be an Einish on Klal Yisrael of 220 years. To be in Mitzrayim. However, says the Zayar, that since each of the 10 Shvatim died in Mitzrayim, in the Chutz Laretz, and were buried in Mitzrayim, until they were taken up afterwards with Klai, so they went out, but they were buried, they died there, and they were buried there, that took off 1 year from the Cheshbon.
Why did Yosef get included in there? He was excluded. Now, he was forced into it. No, he wasn't. That's nine.
What do you mean?
Should be nine. Yosef.
Oh, so that's a good question. What do you mean? Yosef and Binyamin.
Yeah, but he didn't do the chet.
Reuben didn't do it. Hashem was a mistar, the same with the gesar.
No, but Reuben also was shildik for it because he didn't save him. No, it was Yosef and Binyamin are 11 and 12. So there's 10 left without Yosef and Binyamin. Right?
It's 10.
It's 10. for that Cherem, Reuven wasn't there. There were nine Shvat. Nine actually did the Mechira. But Reuven was also, he was part of it because he should have saved him. Threw him in the bar, right? So he's one of the ten. So that's how we end up with 210 years for, as part of the Einish, they have to part of the Einish of Mechiras Yosef. So again, you see clearly here, this concept of the prote yagolos have to do with the dor. There was a chet of Mechiras Yosef. It's not just the chet of Mechiras Yosef, so that caused them to go down. There's an exact cheshbon of how many years is in this einish. Okay, Yaakov Avinu lives in Mitzrayim for 17 years. And of course, even though Yaakov Avinu had to go down to Mitzrayim, but Lamais is from the Avos HaKadoshim, there's not going to be no Avdus and Inui. Kol Zman Yaakov Avinu is alive, or to him for sure not. And therefore, there's only Golos. There's only Golos. And in his chus, all of Klal Yisrael were Zoicha, that there should be no Avdus and Inui. He was a protection for all of Klal Yisrael. And that happened until, Chazal say, until the last of the Shvatim died, which was Levi. And Levi lived for 92 years in Mitzrayim. So it ends up that Yaakov plus the Shvatim protected Klal Yisrael for 92 years, that there was no Avdus and no Inui, just the Golus itself. Now, however, Chazal tells us like this. Yosef was the first of the Shvatim to die. Yosef was 30 years old, ba'amdoi lifnei pari. When Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim, Yosef was 39. 7 years of plenty and 2 years of famine. Yosef lived till he was 110 years old. So it was 71 years from when Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim until Yosef died. Okay? From when they went out to Mitzrayim till Levi died was 92 years. So we have 21 years between Yosef and Levi, between the first of the Shvatim and the last of the Shvatim. Says the Gra in Seder Olam Rabba, that the minute, right after Yosef died, was the Eitzah of Hava Nischak Malay. When they came up with this Eitzah, let's do the Shibud, was right after Yosef died. However, as we just pointed out, it took 21 years till the actual Shibud started. Till Levi died, the Shibud didn't actually begin. So the Eitzah of Hava Nischak Malay that they cooked up, that let's start the Shibud, happened immediately after Yosef died. So now, according to the Gra, we got to find a Siba for this. Nothing happens. The Prate HaGolos need a Siba. It's not random here. So if you tell me when Levi dies, the Haganah has changed, they're not protected, so I understand. But why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it that 21 years earlier, the Eitzah began? So Chazal tell us, because when Yosef died, Heferu Bris Milah. When Yosef died, Klal Yisrael stopped doing Bris Milah. That's when they stopped. They got nervous. Yosef's not the king anymore. They got nervous. They especially Bris Milah was something in the bathhouses you're able to see. They wanted to be like the Goyim. So they stopped doing the Bris Milah. So if they stopped doing the Bris Milah, so now very gishmak. The minute they stopped doing the Bris Milah, so now there's going to be an Eitzah of Havanitzchak Malay. It couldn't be brought yet to actuality because we still have the rest of the Shvatim. But the beginnings are here. The Eitzah is starting. The plotting has begun. So therefore, for those 21 years, the Eitzah, I don't know if every day, every month, every year, they went through the Eitzah again, but the Hava Nischak Malay was there until Levi died. When Levi died, then the Shibud began, Va'avadu. Va'avadu. Now, so from when Levi died till they went out of Mitzrayim was 117 years, and that is the amount of the Shibud. Shevet Levi was not part of the Shibud, because Shevet Levi taka did Bris Milah. They weren't part of the Shibud, because again, the whole activation of the Shibud was a fair Bris Milah. Levi was potter from that. They kept the Bris Milah. See, here we're getting a little bit more, because the Prate HaGolos means now, even in Klal Yisrael themselves, there could be differences between how the Golos manifests itself. Okay?
The fact that Levi did Bris Milah was, this is why it didn't actually start the actual Shibud last day passed. Even though the plans on the Shibud started.
Well, it sounds like no, because that was for Levi himself. Levi himself, the Shevet of Levi, right. The person, he's when he was Nifter, the Shibud began. But his entire Shevet were not made for Bris Milah. Mm-hmm. And that's even later. Even they kept Bris Milah a whole time in Mitzrayim. So it wasn't chal on them, the whole Shibud. He, Levi, protected the rest of Klal Yisrael. The Shibud didn't begin until he died. But his whole Shevet was excluded from the Shibud because the whole Shibud began because of Feir Bris Mila, and they were not in part of that. Levi did Bris Mila, yeah. If ever Klal Yisrael, so they would have been Yaitzah with Galus, unless there was another Shibud. Uh-huh. That's all, again, you see, that's what the guy is saying over here. The Prati HaGalus have to be. So the Shibud was 116 years old. But Chazal tell us the Inui wasn't that long. How long was the Inui? I'm sorry, 117. Kuf Yud Zayin. The Inui was 86. Miriam, Rashi tells us, was born at the beginning of the Inui, and she was 86 years old when they went out of Mitzrayim. So the Inui. So now we have from 86 to 117, right? So how many years is that? 96, 106 is 31 years, right? So for 31 years, there was only Avdus. And then all of a sudden, at 31 years, something happened that changed to Inui. So what happened then? So Chazal tell us that we know that Klal Yisrael began to serve Avodah Zarah. They started to serve Avodah Zarah. Now, when the Sar Shel Yam by Kriyas Yamsuf said to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah, Valalu Avdei Avodah Zarah, they both served Avodah Zarah, both Mitzrayim and both Klal Yisrael. Why are you making miracles for Klal Yisrael? So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer? Shaita Shabaylam. V'chila Daitam Avdua. Did they do it because their das was because they had Yishuv Hadas, they made the conscious decision. Haloiloi avdua elamitoich shibud umitoich tiruv hadas. That means to say that the reason Klal Yisrael started serving Avodah Zarah was mitoich the shibud. In other words, in those 31 years of shibud, something happened to Klal Yisrael that brought them to tiruv hadas, meaning they can't think straight, and therefore they ended up serving Avodah Zarah. And when that happened, is when the Inui began. Again, it was Mitaif Tiruf, Mitaif Shibud, but there's an activation here. There's Vavodim V'Inui, some, the Prati HaGolus. That activated the Inui, and the Inui went on for 86 years. Now what happened? So Rebbe used to say, very simple, can you imagine a guy 31 years going through the Avdus, and one day, he's working hard, and it's not the Inui yet, but he's working. And one day, the Mitzri tells him, Herzachain, listen, if you have this little getchka here, all you got to do is put it on your front, the table by your front door, and on your way out the door tomorrow morning, you'll give it a kiss. And finished. And if you do that, you can come to work an hour later tomorrow. Oh, Moshkevaldig idea. He walks into his house. His wife says, why not up 6 a.m.? Why you set your alarm for something? Not a problem, because all I have to that schmecks from Avodah Zarah. Listen, you're the one, I'm the one working. You know what I'm saying? Let me take care of it. And slowly but surely, the Mitzriim got us to serve Avodah Zarah mitoich hashibud, mitoich tiruf hadas. But once Klal Yisrael served Avodah Zarah, so now HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that activated the Inui again. The Klal HaGolus is here. The Pratim have to go through the Maisim of the Dar. And eventually, Klal Yisrael became Shtufim V'Avodah Zarah because of the Shibud. So you see, the Shibud brought it on. So somewhere in those 31 years of Shibud, the Avodah Zarah became, and whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided it was the tipping point, says, okay, now you're all Shtufim V'Avodah Zarah, so now there's going to be an Inui for Klal Yisrael. Now the same thing happens on the way out, and this we've said many times. The same thing happens on the way out. On the way out also, and this we had the Groz before, there's levels of going out, Mida, Keneg, and Mida. So, Klal Yisrael, Vayonchu, Bnei Yisrael, Vayizaku, Vatal, Shavosam, Elikim, and Avoida. They started crying out to Hashem, even though the Mepharshim say it was Min HaAvoida. They weren't even crying, Hashem save me. They're saying, oh, it's so schwer to work, it was Min HaAvoida. Yet, that was the initial beginning of Tshuva and Avodah Zarah. The minute we started crying to Hashem was the initial beginning of Tshuva for Avodah Zarah. And slowly but surely, now what happened then was, interesting thing, is that Moshe Rabbeinu came eventually, and then we say that the Inui got even worse. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu turned to Rabbeinu Shalom and said, "Mi'oz basi al para iladaber bishmecha heira lo mazeh." And that's based on psukim in Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech that it says over there, Hashem says, "I'm going to hide my face," and you're going to say, "Al kiyena lekai bikir bimetzoni arayzela." You're going to say, because Hashem's not here, it sounds like we're doing tshuva. But noichi haster haster panei bayemahu, and I'm going to again hide my face in a double way. And the Farshim explained, I think the Gra says it over there as well, that once we start the initial tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring us to a tshuva shlema. So therefore, yes, you start the tshuva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I'm going to bring you with Hester Panim to the next level so you'll be able to do tshuva shlema. And here also, once Klai Yisrael activated it, so then it was Tichbara Avoida, Mi'oz Basi Alparei Heira. Why? To bring Klai Yisrael finally, once we were awakened, the Kaishi Hashibah is going to bring us to a full tshuva. And again, as we said, from the Gra, if you psuk him back, we said, on Rosh Hashanah, Batzla Avoida, from Aviseinu, the Shibud ended on Rosh Hashanah. It was the middle of the Makkos. What happened? Because the Gra tells us at that point, Klai Yisrael did tshuva b'leiv. You do tshuva b'leiv, it's not enough to get you out of Mitzrayim, but because Baruch Hu put in the lave of Paroi to stop the Shibud. You want to do a Maisa to get out of Mitzrayim? You're not ready for that yet. That you're going to get 6 months later, Karban Pesach. You do an action. You're going to do Bris Milah. Karban Pesach is the Avoid Maisa and Avoid Zara. The same way we got into this problem is going to get us out of this problem. And slowly but surely, it's going to be levels and levels and levels of emuna of getting us out. So this is the whole, this is this Gra telling us that the Chlolei HaGalos go, are Nigzar for any, for the Siba. That's Brisbane Absarim. But the Prati HaGalos are going to be Kafi Maisi Hadar. The Prati HaGalos in, the Prati HaGalos out, are all going to be Mida Kineged Mida with an action and reaction from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is over here what the Gra is saying. Okay, let us move on to the next Pasuk. Mamash in Yana D'Yoyma. Pasuk Tez Zayin. First we'll read it from, we'll say the Pasuk in Rashi, and then we'll say the Gra. Doidi li va'ani loy. My beloved is to me, and I am to him. Haroya b'sheshanim. It's page Resh Nun Vav. Haroya b'sheshanim, the one who shepherds amongst the roses. So Rashi says, Doidi li va'ani loy. What does it mean, doidi li? Hu kol tzrochav tova mimeni. V'loy tzivo elali. Asu Pesach, kadshu b'chayres, asu mishkan, akribu oilois. Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doidili means he asked for his needs from me. He asked me to fulfill his needs. What was that, says Klai Yisrael? Only a few things he asked from us. Karban Pesach, Kadshu B'chayrus, interesting thing that as we spoke about on Pesach, that was a mitzvah given on the way out of Mitzrayim. Make a Mishkan and bring Karbanos. That's it. That's all Hashem asked from us. Bani loy, but me, kol tzrochav tavati mimenu. I asked him all my needs. I have a much longer list. V'loy melehim acherim. Dedicated myself completely to Hashem, haroya b'sheshanim. That's Rashi. So the Gra here says, what does it mean, doidi li? Al derech shenemar v'yisem li segula mikol amim. Talking Yom Nidyayim of Matan Torah. We've left Mitzrayim. We're past Kriyas Yamsuf. Echzulanu shualim. We're now holding by Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Doidi li, v'yisem li segula mikol amim. The chavivus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed to Klal Yisrael is when he said to us, you will be to me a treasure mikol amim. V'ani loy, and I reciprocated and I showed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have ahava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shomarti nasa v'nishma. When I said nasa v'nishma, that showed our ahava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were makabel the Torah, and we were not afraid, we weren't worried. We said this other times as well, that we weren't worried that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put on us something that we're not able to handle. So Rashi in Masechta Shabbos says, when the Tztuki saw Rava, and he told him, you're part of a hasty nation who said Nasa before Nishma, and Rava told him, we are makayim in ourselves, tumas yisharim tanchem. Rashi says, like two people who love each other, best friends, that they trust each other, that if one asks the other to do something, he's not going to give him something he can't handle. Someone asks you to do something, you say, okay, 1 second, let me see if I'm able to do it physically. I'm not a malach, I can't do it. But two people who are oyavim zeh, so they trust each other so much that if you're asking me to do something, I could say yes before even hearing about it, because I know you're not going to give me something too hard. That showed our avatar Kadosh Baruch Hu. We said Nasev and Ishma said Rava to the Tzduki. We weren't afraid. What, it wasn't a hasty nation. He said, "You hasty people, how could you know that you're able to do what you claim you're being asked to do? You don't even know what it is." And he says, "Because we had this avatar Kadosh Baruch Hu that we trusted that whatever he says he's going to give us is not going to be too hard for us." And that shows our avatar to Hashem when we said Nasev and Ishma. Haroya Basheshanim, Pirish, says the girl, what does it mean, the Sheshanim? What are these roses referring to? These roses are referring to Shenasanli Mitzvah Sasei, or Mitzvah Loi Sasei. The Rabbeinu Shalom gave us the Sheshanim. We had other places. Sheshanim sometimes have two colors to them. There's white and red, and the girl on the second Pirish is going to say that Beferish. So that's referring to the two things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the Mitzvah Sasei, and the mitzvahs lo yisaseh, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us. He showed us his ava for Klal Yisrael when he gave us the Torah and the mitzvahs. How are we in Am Segula? How did he start off? Doidi li v'isam le segula mikol amim. Klal Yisrael ben Abachaya says, Ein Milas Yisrael yos nikroim Am Segula el b'shmiras ha-mitzvahs. What makes us special is the Torah and the mitzvahs that we have. The mitzvahs asay and the mitzvahs lois asay. When we keep those, that's what makes us special, mikol ha'amim. That's the skula mikol ha'amim. So doidi li, how did Hashem show us that he was, that we he had Ava for us and Chavivus? He said, V'yisam li segula mikol ha'amim, and he gave us the sheishanim, mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs lois asay. And we reciprocated, and we said to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Ani Lai, we have an Ava for you. That's through Nasev and Ishma. Now, let's look at the second Pirish of the Gron on page Reish Samach Dalid. So he says, Ha'inyan, Shekol kach hoya ha'ishtoikikuz doi diliv Ani Lai. There was this desire of this reciprocation between doi diliv Ani Lai, so this is Rashi brings this down in Devarim somewhere. Rashi brings this down that Chazal Hashem Hamircha Yoim Liyos Leilam Segula. So that is the Rabbeinu Shalom says that I'm going to make you Chativa Achas. Either it means shvach echad, something special, or other places Rashi says chelek echad. You're going to be unique. Mikol ha'amim. I'm saying the other way around. Atem asisuni chativa achas. You made me. In other words, you Klal Yisrael. Hashem is saying you Klal Yisrael made me something unique. Mikol ha'amim. And vani eses chem chativa achas boilam, and I'm making you something unique in this world as well. And this is the idea of being the Am Segula. So now, here the Gra doesn't really say what's the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. But let's look at the next part. Haroya basheshanim shu adam v'lovin. Again, there's red and white. Kein ha'Torah yesh b'schar v'oynish. The Torah has schar and oynish in it. Schar and oynish. So it sounds like from the Gra, that's what's unique about Klal Yisrael. The concept of the Schar V'Oynish, which is really the famous Ramban in the end of Ramban, numerous places, but the famous Ramban, the end of Parshas Boy, that says that the whole Klal Yisrael doesn't live in the world of Teva. There's a world of Teva. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world of Teva. That a person is over in an Aveira and he gets Karis for that, Chas V'Shalom. If a person does a mitzvah and gets Schar for that, that's not Teva. That's not Mikra. That's totally in Hashkocha Pratis. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu says the Ramban, that's Kulay Nes. That's a Nes. He says it's not a normal thing. That's not Teva. That's not Mikra. That's Nes. And Klal Yisrael lives a life of Nes, Bitzibur Uviyachid, says the Ramban. Everybody. Every individual, every Klal Yisrael as a whole, and a person ain la'adam chelik b'tayres Moshe. A person doesn't have a portion in Tayres Moshe at shenamin until he believes this. Shechal mikreinu, that everything that happens to us kulay neis ain boi teva shel olam klal. The Ramban says that's yisoid ha'amuna. You have to believe that there's no teva when it comes to Klal Yisrael. It's kulay neis. Schar v'oynish is kulay neis. So when the Gra tells us what's special about Klal Yisrael, a chativa achas ba'ilam, v'aniyasa eschem, the whole chativa achas ba'ilam, this yedidus is char v'aynish. That's where you see the yedidus of Klal Yisrael. We're not on autopilot here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly involved every moment in Klal Yisrael's success. And when Klal Yisrael falls, it's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam being involved. And that's where you see the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. Then he says the same thing is with Moshe and Aaron. Shem Soid Adam Vil Edom Vil Lavan. They are the side of red and white. Kimoshe Kasef Razal Moshe Amar Yikav Hadin Bahar Aval Aaron Roid of Shalom. This is an interesting thing. I'm not sure. The Rebbe also doesn't really explain this down to the last detail. But the basic idea here is red and white is like Din and Rachamim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Din. Yikov Hadin Bahahar. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mishpat. Moshe Rabbeinu was Din. Aaron HaKoyen Adarab was Oyev Shalom V'Roid of Shalom. The Gemara in Sanhedrin contrasts between the way Aaron and Moshe judged and dealt with people of Klal Yisrael. So Moshe and Aaron are the side, the secret of the red and the white. How exactly this fits into here of the Schar V'Oynish, the red and the white, and the Chativa Achas, that I'm not 100% sure how the Gra is fitting this in. He says I'll be side also. It's getting a little bit more, you know, above my pay grade, so to speak. But that's what he says. So just the concept of the red and white here, that in Klal Yisrael you always have the Sheishanim of red and white include numerous things, Schar V'Oynish, and here we have Moshe being Din and Aaron being Roid of Shalom. But this is here, when there, we were Makabel the Torah, there was this reciprocation of Doi Dili Vani Loi, the Ava and the Chavivus, Hashem to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael to Hashem, Visal Miskum Mikol Amim, the Nasav and Ishma. And that's really what the Yontif of Shavuos is all about. It's this Yontif of Yisal Miskul Mikol Amim, of Nasav and Ishma, of that Chavivus and Ava that we have to imakar HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, and we have to reciprocate and show it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And we will stop here. But...